This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Last weekend, Michael Sam was drafted by the St. Louis Rams in the seventh round of the NFL draft, becoming the first openly gay man to be drafted into the NFL. But after the draft announcement, there was some other controversy that came out about Michael Sam's deal with Oprah Winfrey. Apparently, he had signed to do a project that might have been a reality show, might have been a documentary, for her own network. That news came out after the Rams drafted him. And then by Friday, at the end of the week, we found out that that project had been, quote, postponed. I think you can cross out postponed and write in canceled. For all intents and purposes, it is not going forward. Well, what about the idea of an NFL player and a reality show? This would not be the first time, says my next guest. Andy Daynard is editor and publisher of a terrific website about the reality show world called realityblurred.com. Andy, welcome back to America Weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate being here.
Some of the talk about this was, oh, he can't possibly do this while he's trying to get onto the Rams team because it'll be too much of a distraction. What do you say to that?
As you said, there's been a bunch of NFL players while on active duty who have been on reality shows, and I listed those in a story. But I think the real argument is if you're going to say that it's going to be a distraction for cameras to follow someone who's trying to get on an NFL team, we have an HBO reality series called Hard Knocks, which has gone on for many, many seasons, that the NFL now actually requires teams to participate in. They've said that they can force a team to be followed by cameras and have its rookies and returning players alike and coaches followed by cameras and being really invasive in the process. So if you're going to have that, I don't understand why you can't also have cameras following Michael Sam as he makes this, you know, historic step for pro sports.
There are very few places in the sports world where cameras are not ever present, and I'm not sure this would be a distraction, but I will tell you, I think it's a good thing that this show was canceled, or that this project, whatever it was going to be, was canceled, because I think that Michael Sam should concentrate just on becoming a great NFL player. If he has it in him, and if that's what his destiny is going to be in the National Football League, let him do that and try to push some of this aside so that the story isn't written every single time, gay NFL player Michael Sam, but a terrific defensive play by Michael Sam.
Right. I think that's a really good point. I mean, I think for me as a fan of reality television and documentary, I saw the possibility of like, oh my gosh, we can have cameras seeing what this is like. We can see him being humanized in a way that most football players or pro athletes, never mind someone in his situation. So I saw some possibility in that, but I also think, you know, yeah, he said he wants to play football and focus on that. So let him do that. And maybe they'll pick up the show in a year and we'll see how he's doing as a player if he does make the team.
Now, is it true that the NFL and the Rams knew nothing about this, that Michael Sam and his people had made this deal with Oprah without the NFL knowing?
I think the NFL for sure did not know, or at least that's what their spokesperson said. I'm not so sure about the Rams and exactly what conversations they had, whether they knew before the draft or whether they knew after the draft and then before the actual announcement was made. So I'm not clear on that part of it, but for sure the NFL says it is an organization had no idea.
And what was the show going to be? I refer to it as maybe a reality show, maybe a documentary, because I don't know. Do you?
Yeah, well, it was produced by Amy Rice, who's an Emmy Award-winning documentarian, and also Pilgrim Studios, which is a great reality TV production company. And they just had a series on OWN called Lindsay that followed Lindsay Lohan, which was probably one of the most real, raw, documentary-style series that I've seen in a long time, and just kind of followed Lindsay Lohan as she moved to New York. So they're a great team of people, well-respected. This wasn't going to be any kind of sensational, Real Housewives-style show. And I think a lot of times people hear reality TV and think that it's going to be a total joke. But I think that at least with the people that OWN brought on board, they were proving that they were serious about making this into art rather than sensationalism.
Well, they may be good at their jobs, but again, I don't think that Michael Sam should have himself thrown into the same cage as the train wreck that is Lindsay Lohan. I just think that people were going to look at him. You know, there are already people who are saying, oh, a gay guy in the NFL. You know, there's all that ridiculous bigotry and homophobia that has been going on ever since he came out a few months ago. But to have him thrown into the sordid side of celebrity, which Lindsay Lohan inhabits, I think makes it a worse story for him.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And at the very least, I think, you know, maybe he could transcend what that celebrity is. But who knows, with this kind of filmmaking, you know, they ended up filming a lot of Lindsay Lohan refusing to be filmed, which sort of told its own tale. So who knows what they end up capturing in this kind of raw cinema verite style. And then it might sort of turn into a big tabloid mess that prevents him from, like you said, focusing on what he's good at and what he got drafted for. So I think it's, you know, there are definitely ways that this could have gone very wrong. And I'm looking at it as like a fan of reality TV more than, someone who cares about sports, or probably even Michael Sam. I was probably just looking at it really selfishly. It's like, I just want a reality show about this and I want to see what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get it at some point, but I'm glad that it's not going to happen with him right now. Now let's talk about a show that we both do like, and that is Survivor, which is coming up to its big season finale in a 3-hour phenomenon on Wednesday night. You know, they got the finale and the reunion. I've thought that this was one of the strongest seasons they've had in a while. How about you?
Yeah, I agree completely. And in a way that, you know, for many, many years in a row, we saw a lot of kind of predictable, similar gameplay. And this season has been another in a string of seasons where just stuff has happened every single week that has totally upended our expectations and the players' expectations, and that's made it for a great game to watch.
There's a guy by the name of Tony who has essentially been running the show all year long, not from a producer standpoint, but from a contestant standpoint. Is he going to win?
I would guess that he is the likely winner. I think the only way he doesn't win is if in the next challenge he loses, and because, you know, if he's been gathering all these hidden immunity idols, and but those all expired as of last week, so he has no more protection unless he wins individual immunity. So if the rest of his tribe mates get an idea that they really need to get rid of him, I think that's the only way he doesn't win. If he makes it to the final two or three, because he's the only person who's been doing anything. Like, everyone else has sort of been sitting around. Spencer has been trying really hard, but I don't think he's been successful. And so I think ultimately the jury will probably say, you know, this guy may have voted us all off, but, like, bravo to him for doing that. Then again, as you know, as fans of Survivor, juries are often really bitter about people voting them out. So who knows what the outcome will be.
Which is so ridiculous, because when you go on that show, you know eventually you're going to have to lie and deceive and vote people out. And the ones who do it the best, sometimes there's backlash against them. You know, Russell Hance, well, maybe it was his arrogance that did him in. Do you think there's a little bit of Russell Hance in Tony?
A little bit, although he's a much better both strategic player, because he's playing a social game, which Russell didn't really have. Russell had sort of a strategic but not social game. But yeah, it never ceases to amaze me watching Survivor how I think it's like sort of reveal stuff about human nature. You know, you can go on this game and then you know that people are going to lie and you're lying, but people still get hurt or surprised, or just like we see the same patterns over and over again. And it's somehow surprising as a viewer, and I think to them as players too.
Yeah. You voted me out. I'm not going to vote for you. Well, somebody had to vote you out. It's ridiculous.
Right, that's the way it works.
Yeah. What are they going to do after this? I mean, Jeff Probst is essentially running the show now. And has he come up with any new innovations that you're looking forward to on the show?
Well, so we have CBS has officially renewed the show for 2 more seasons, which will start filming late May, early June. I've reported that they will both be filmed in Nicaragua, which for Survivor fans, not a great location. It's the one where they had to use that pool that they built to have all the water challenges because they couldn't use the actual ocean. So that'll be disappointing after all these seasons in Philippines. In terms of structure, what I know is that the next season that will air this fall is going to be the same format as last fall, Blood versus Water, with people and their family members, but it won't be anybody who's been on the show before. So all new contestants, but people will be playing with their family members. And then beyond that, we don't really have some clear details about what season 30 will bring.
Good. Well, I'm a fan of both Survivor and The Amazing Race, which, by the way, has its finale airing tonight. I don't like when they bring back people from previous seasons. It amazes me that these shows can't keep casting new people. This season, they seem to have done a pretty good job, and we'll see how Survivor finishes up on Wednesday night. Andy Dehnart is the editor and publisher of RealityBlurred.com, a terrific writer about what's happening in the reality show world. Thanks for joining me again today, Andy.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Networks.